Hello.
Hello, yes, good evening. My name is Ivan. I'm calling from Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey today, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. How are you doing this evening, sir?
Good.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media, like all of, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Not at all? Oh, okay, perfect, perfect.
No.
Let me see real quick. Well, actually, also, are you 21 years old or registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you so much. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president in Congress?
100%.
You will definitely vote. Oh, okay, thank you so much. Just to be sure we represent everyone, may I ask your race?
Hispanic.
Thank you so much for that. Appreciate that, sir. And what is your age? I'm sorry.
33.
Thank you so much for that, sir. So you're thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, right? Are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? Or very satisfied with the directions that the country is heading right now?
Currently dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Very dissatisfied. Is that what you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. See, now I'm going to read a list of different issues that concern some people, say that they want that the president and Congress must focus on, right? For each, I want to rate this on a scale from 0 to 10. How important the issue or an issue it is for you, and to have them focus on. Use 10 for the most important, 5 for somewhat important, and 0 isn't important at all. You can use any number from between 0 to 10, right? What about fighting racism and discrimination from 0 to 10?
Important, 9.
A 9. Thank you so much. And about protecting voting rights and democracy?
10.
10. Thank you. What
Stay
about
careful.
Thank you. What about improving K through 12 education?
10.
10. Thank you, man. Thank you, sir. See, and about lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription for drugs?
10.
A 10. Thank you, sir. And making college more affordable?
8.
An 8. Thank you for that. And what about reducing substances abuse in our communities?
8.
An 8. Thank you for that, sir. See, and now thinking about care relations in America today, do you think things are getting better? Staying about the same or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
Do I think they're getting better, worse, or staying the same?
Yeah, about like the relations in America for Latinos, for Latino community is getting better, staying about the same or getting worse?
About the same.
But the same. Thank you so much. And do you believe that the health outcomes is general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
About the same.
About the same. Thank you, sir. Thank you for that. See, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact in the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to 2 if you would like to, right? What about cigarettes? Vaping, alcohol, opioids and fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, marijuana and other cannabis products, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs or others. Which of those you think is getting a negative impact in the Latino community?
All of them.
I understand you, but you can pick 2 of those that I think you is the most. That's, affecting the community.
Marijuana.
Marijuana. Okay, thank you, sir. ¿Cómo le llamo aquí? Go back. ¿Cómo era hacer a call back aquí?